you always pick the team that you think is going to be the right balance to win your test match. If you think the wicket's going to turn a hell of a lot, then obviously two spinners becomes an option. He's going to have a bowl. He didn't bowl yesterday. Obviously received a bit of a blow on the foot. And he's going to have a decent bowl today. But we're very confident he should be okay. It's just bruising, I think. Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, he does need to have a bowl today, obviously, to test it out. But the medical team are pretty satisfied that it's not something, not anything too serious. So we're pretty confident he'll be okay. No, I don't think it's about anything being contrived or anything like that. I think it's about both teams just recognising their responsibilities to play the game the right way. But, you know, any sort of ideas that it's not going to be a competitive series are well wide of the mark. You know, it's going to be a tough series, two very good sides, both of whom are hungry to keep improving and keep getting better. And, you know, come the first ball tomorrow, there's going to be a lot of competitive juices flowing. You know, given the history of series against these two nations, it is important that we recognise our responsibilities. But, you know, ultimately, we're not treating it any differently to any other series. And I don't think we should do. You know, you go out there, you play good, hard cricket, and you make sure that things don't escalate into something more serious, which is what we do in any test series against any nation. Yeah, that's always a relief when we can do that. But it's, you know, I think the build-up to this particular series has been good. You know, I think you know, we've gone about our business. We've had two good warm-up games, really good facilities here, and I think we're just above all excited. I mean, not played for quite a long time. It's quite nice to have those juices flowing again and feel like we're going to be tested again, which is obviously all the reason we do all those, you know, gym sessions and practice sessions is for days like tomorrow. Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah, the preparation was myself and Matt Pryor went to India for a few days. And then we've come here and played two warm-up games as we would at the start of any tour. Well, I think we've played pretty well. I think we've got better over the two games we played and... Yeah, I think we've reconnected pretty quickly with what our methods are. But it's one thing doing it in practice and doing it in a warm-up game. It's another thing doing it in a test match, and that's obviously got to be the focus of our attention now. You know, it hasn't been a topic of conversation for us. You know, I think the closer you get to actually playing a cricket game, the more concerned you get about actually just getting your processes right and doing the right things. You know, what the rankings tell people or anything like that, just isn't on your radar, really. And it's important it isn't, because ultimately it's a game between, you know, two sets of 11 players, and the set of 11 that plays better will win, regardless of what their ranking is. No, we've already thought, we've had a lot of discussions about where we go from here, and, you know, we're quite excited about what awaits us. I think there's a lot of scope for improvement in our side, and... you know, I'll be very disappointed if anyone sits back and thinks we're the finished article at this stage, because we're clearly not. We've got a number of goals, but we prefer to keep them in-house. It's a massive part of this year, definitely. You know, subcontinental cricket has not been an area that English sides have done particularly well in those conditions. So that's an immediate hurdle that we need to overcome. So, yeah, it'd be clearly wrong to assume that our goal isn't to win those three series that we've got coming up. But alongside other goals as well, you know, I don't think we're focusing solely on that subcontinental cricket, because we've got a big summer ahead of us in England as well. Well, you know, there's no way to guarantee these things, but a good starting point is pushing people to go further and people being willing enough to keep improving. You know, we all know that if you remain stagnant for any period of time, then other teams will catch you and pass you. So it's very important for myself and Andy Flower and the rest of the sides to keep pushing ourselves to get better, and also to keep learning from every experience we have, to keep learning from it, keep it in the locker and use that at a time that we need it in the future. So, you know, it's all about desire and motivation and hunger, and I'm very confident we've got a lot of that in the dressing room. I don't know about that. I mean, the first test always sets the tone for the rest of the series. So, you know, the initial skirmishes are always important. But Pakistan have played a lot more cricket out here than we have. So, you know, I think things are quite even in that respect. We've had a really good build-up. I think we're pretty comfortable with what we think the conditions are going to be like. But there's always that element of stepping into the unknown when you haven't played a test match at a particular ground before.